Well, it's time for today's Daily Devotional, and we'll be wrapping up this week's subject of what to do when you are hanging on by a thread, which if you're like me, you may be going through something very difficult. Today, we're going to talk about holding each other up, and if scripture comes from Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now, everybody is hanging on by a thread in some way, form, or fashion. Though you may not always see it, some struggles are invisible to the eye, while others just show up in actions, words, and even behavior. Maybe you're the one that's barely hanging on right now, and you're just waiting for that last thread to snap. We're all kind of like rubber bands. You can only stretch us so far before the tension breaks. And when it does, it can leave us feeling a little empty and broken, maybe even a little bit lost. And if that's where you're at today, take comfort in knowing that you are not alone. God's word calls us to bear one another's burdens, not to fix everything for everyone, but to stand with them, support them, and help them see that hope still exists. You might be thinking, well, I don't have extra money. I barely have enough time between school drop-offs, work, cooking dinner, trying to get the kids in bed, trying to get in bed myself, taking the dog for a walk. But here is the truth. Time is the most precious gift that you can give to somebody who is in need of some help. It doesn't have to be grand. It could be a quick text. We've talked about this in the past. Maybe a phone call or just a simple message on social media. These moments may seem very insignificant and small to you, but they can actually mean everything to somebody who's hurting. Even sitting quietly beside someone or just holding their hand can just really speak volumes. And this week's devotionals have reminded us that community and self-care and asking for help and reaching out to others are all a part of God's design. You were never meant to carry life's weight alone, and neither was the person that's beside you. So be the hands and feet of Jesus today. Someone needs your presence, your kindness, your reminder that they are not alone. And if you're the one who needs help, don't hesitate. Reach out. There is absolutely no shame in saying, I just can't continue to carry this alone. And in closing, your story is over. No, it's not. The broken chapters are not the whole book. God is still writing, and his pen has never slipped from his hand. You may feel like you are standing in ashes, but in his time, he will bring beauty from them. It's one step, one prayer, one day at a time, and you are moving forward, and you are never walking alone. Lord, as we go to you in prayer today, just help us to see the ones who are barely holding on and give us the courage to show up. And if we are one of those people who are barely holding on, just know that we want to be able to ask for help and help lead us to do that when we need to. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.